Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Jathaparakamana Shri Guru Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadaitam Savadutam Bhadijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Shivishakanvitamscha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Pristaya Bhutale Shimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Sarasvate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine. So, I have been asked to speak tonight about mantra meditation. Usually, when we hear about meditation nowadays, we think it means you sit very quietly, you know, maybe a little om. But there is another type of meditation which is much more powerful than om. And that is called Hare Krishna Mantra Meditation. We've been doing it just now. You can do it on your own by uttering the mantra softly to yourself. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Or you can sing it joyously in a group. This type of mantra meditation is recommended in the Vedas of India. As the most powerful type of meditation. You may say, well, why should I listen to the Vedas of India? What is that? That's where the science of meditation comes from. It wasn't made up by some yogi. The meditational system is originally stated in the ancient Vedic scriptures of India. So the Om mantra is there. And the Hare Krishna mantra is also there that we were chanting. But in this age, it is stated that of all the mantras, this mantra is the most powerful mantra for this age. This age we live in now is very, very materialistic. Everywhere people are greedy, they're lusty, they're angry. It's a very, very materialistic atmosphere. Envious also, envious. So, in this age, we need a very, very powerful mantra to counteract the materialistic influences. So this particular mantra is most powerful, most effective. It is so special that God Himself appeared 500 years ago in the form of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He appeared in a part of India known as Bengal. Now there is East Bengal and West Bengal. Because of politics.
Dėl politikos.
But originally there was just one Bengal.
Bet prieš tai buvo tik viena Bengalija.
500 years ago.
Prieš 500 metų.
And Lord Chaitanya appeared in Bengal, and he went everywhere singing and dancing, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, and singing and dancing in ecstasy. And thousands and millions of people joined him in singing and dancing Hare Krishna. When the Renaissance was going on here in Europe, there was a bigger Renaissance happening in India. That was the Hare Krishna Renaissance. So that Renaissance was kept within India for all these five centuries. But now one great saintly teacher called His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada,
bet dabar vienas didis dvasinis mokytojas, dieviška malonybė pakvedantas Svami Prabhupada,
has brought this Hare Krishna Renaissance
atnešė šitą Hare Krishna Renaissance
outside of India.
Iš Indijos į vakarus.
And by his movement has even come here to Lithuania.
Ir netgi į Lietuvą.
So now the Hare Krishna Renaissance is sweeping Lithuania also.
Dabar Hare Krishna Renaissance ir Lietuvą šluoja.
We have big festivals here regularly. Where some hundreds and thousands of people come together to chant Hare Krishna. So we invite you to be part of our wonderful festivities. To sing and dance with us, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. So why is it so wonderful? I've been chanting Hare Krishna since 1968. What do I get out of it? Why do I do it? Is somebody paying me to give this lecture tonight? No. I'm doing this out of love. Because I love Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. It's really sweet. I mean, it's really sweet. And you know what? It just gets sweeter and sweeter and sweeter. So the more I chant, the better it gets. I mean, I get high on chanting Hare Krishna, you know. You don't need drugs to get high. Just chant Hare Krishna, you can stay high forever without coming down, you see. So, why is this mantra so effective? I'll tell you what makes it so effective. Do you know who you are? If I ask you who you are, what will you say? You might give me your name. But your name can be changed in a court of law. You might say, well, I'm a Lithuanian. But you can change your citizenship also in a court of law. So what are you? You say, well, I'm a man or a woman. But they can even change that nowadays. So what are you? Who are you? You see. The thing is, we actually have an identity which is beyond this body. This body is only a temporary identity. It's like now I'm wearing this white shirt, you see. Now tomorrow I can put on a brown shirt. Does that change who I am? No, I'm still me, Sankarshan Das Adhikari. Whether I wear a white shirt or a brown shirt, I'm the same person. So what would you think if I told you that body you have right now is not you, it's just a garment that you're wearing? And what if I told you you have gone through a wardrobe of 8,400,000 different types of garments.
Ir kas pagalvosit, kai aš pasakysiu, kad jūs jau keitėte daugiau negu 8,400,000.
You've been a man.
Jūs buvote vyras.
You've been a woman.
Moteris.
You've been an angel in the heaven.
Buvote angelas rojuje.
You've been a tree.
Buvote medis.
You've been a dog.
Ir šuo buvote.
You've been a snake.
Ir gyvatė buvote.
You've been a monkey.
Ir beždžionėlė.
You've been a shark.
Ir kliukas.
You've been an eagle.
Ir erelis.
All those birds in the sky, you see. You've been through 8,400,000 different types of bodies.
Jūs buvote visuose 8,400,000 gyvybės rūšių.
But none of those bodies was you.
Bet nei vienas tas kūnas nėra jūs.
You're actually the spiritual being residing within that body.
Iš tiesų jūs esate dvasinė būtybė, kuri tiesiog apsistojusi tame kūne.
I've got another secret to tell you.
Turiu dar vieną paslaptį.
As long as you base your happiness on the bodily pleasures,
tol, kol jūs grindžiate savo laimę kūniškais malonumais,
you won't feel satisfied.
Jūs niekad nerasit pasitenkinti.
Because it's not you.
Nes tai ne jūs.
You see. If you satisfy my shirt,
jeigu jūs patenkinsit mano marškinius,
by giving my shirt a nice bowl of ice cream,
duodami mano marškiniams ledų,
you stick the sleeve, you know, in a bowl of ice cream.
Ir alkūnę aš pamirkysiu į ledus.
Can I enjoy the ice cream if my sleeve is stuck in the ice cream?
Ar aš taip galėsiu pasidžiaugti ledais?
No. But if I put the ice cream here, then I will enjoy it, you see. So the point is, this body is just like a covering, it's a garment, it's not you. So whatever pleasures you give to your body, don't actually touch the self within. They don't satisfy you. So no matter how much pleasure you give to your body, you still will not feel happy. But if you will energize or spiritualize the self within, you will taste an ecstasy beyond any pleasure that anybody can experience anywhere in the world. That ecstasy is known as transcendental pleasure. It doesn't even cost any money. I mean, this is a good deal. You can chant Hare Krishna anywhere. When you're taking your shower, you can chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram. When you're riding on the bus, and you're walking down the street, even when you're eating, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna. You can chant Hare Krishna anytime. But the best, most powerful way to do it is this. Get up early in the morning before sunrise. Actually, that's pretty easy this time of year. Because the sunrise is really late. It's really late sunrise this time of year. You get up early in the morning before sunrise and chant Hare Krishna. For at least 20 minutes, just sit there and go, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. And do it every day. Just try it for a week. You'll be amazed at what happens to your consciousness. Even 5 minutes a day, you'll feel this wonderful bliss inside your heart. You'll feel a kindness and a love for all beings. You'll feel peace and joy, you see. Because this chanting of the holy Hare Krishna mantra brings you back in contact with the source of all existence.
Todėl, kad šitas šventos mantros kartojimas atkurs jūsų ryšį su egzistencijos šaltiniu.
It brings you back into contact with God.
Grąžins jūsų kontaktą su Dievu.
The source of everything.
Viso ko šaltiniu.
In the Sanskrit language, God has many names. Krishna is one of them. And Rama is another one of them. And Hare refers to the energy of God. So when you chant Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, you're connecting with the energy of God, which then connects you with God in the form of Krishna and Rama. So this elevates your consciousness beyond the mundane plane. This elevates your consciousness to the transcendental plane, which is beyond birth, death, old age, and disease. These material bodies that we have, they are subject to four kinds of miseries: birth, death, old age, and disease. So if you can chant Hare Krishna every day, you become liberated from birth, death, old age, and disease. How would you like it if you didn't have to get old? If you didn't have to get sick? You didn't have to die? Wow, that'd be great, wouldn't it? Well, if your body will still get sick and get old and die, that's a thing. But when you chant Hare Krishna, you become elevated beyond your material body. You awaken a consciousness which is transcendental to this material existence. And when you leave this body at the time of death, if you are in this state of Krishna consciousness, you won't take birth again here in the material
world.
You will enter into the kingdom of God, enjoy an eternal life full of bliss and knowledge. So we invite you all to take up this joyous process of mantra meditation. Does anybody have any questions?
Ar kas nors turi kokių klausimų?
Yeah.
How fast you should say mantra?
How fast did you chant it?
Kaip greitai tą mantrą reikia kartoti?
Well, it's there's no hard and fast rule about the speed. The only thing is you should carefully pronounce and hear every syllable. For those who are initiates who chant 16 times around the mantra, the japa beads every day, we recommend that you chant each round, which is 108 repetitions of the mantra, within 7.5 minutes. That way you can complete your daily mantra chanting within 2 hours. But just like in the kirtan, the singing, sometimes we sing very slow, Hare Krishna, some people, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 depends, it can go either way. But the main thing is to hear and chant every syllable. Any other questions? Yeah.
When we gratifying our senses, you said that we are not our senses, but who is feeling the pleasure from senses?
you're experiencing things through your senses.
Tu patiri viską per savo jusles.
Are your eyes seeing or are you seeing through your eyes?
Ar tavo akis mato, ar tu matai per akis?
Are your ears hearing or are you hearing through your ears?
Ar tavo ausis klauso, ar tu klausai per ausis?
If you are not present in the body, the senses won't be aware of anything.
Jeigu tu nebūtum kūne, tai tos jūslės nieko negalėtų daryti.
You, the conscious being, are utilizing the senses to experience these things. That answer your question?
But if we feel some pleasure from sense gratification, so it means we are feeling or not we?
No, you are feeling. You are feeling this sensation of pleasure from sense gratification. But how much pleasure is there? It's temporary. It doesn't last forever, you see. You may say, well, I'm eating this ice cream and I'm really having a great time eating this ice cream. But if you keep eating it, you'll get sick.
Bet jeigu valgysi ir valgysi, tai
you're keeping enough, you'll end up vomiting, you see. So any material sense pleasure is always limited.
Taigi, bet koks jūsinės pasitenkinimas yra ribotas.
And most of the time we experience so many miseries through our senses.
Bet ir tai, kad dažniausiai mes ne džiaugsmą patiriam, bet kančias.
A lot of misery and a little bit of pleasure, that's what we get through the senses.
Daug sunkumo ir truputėlį džiaugsmų.
And that pleasure is very limited pleasure. So instead of experiencing limited pleasure and pain through the senses, go beyond the senses and connect with Krishna or God. By chanting the Hare Krishna mantra. And then you'll experience pure, uninterrupted pure pleasure.
Ir tuomet tiesiogiai patirsite nepertraukimą džiaugsmą.
Ja.
Kuo reiškiasi mantros personališkumas? Kad mantra yra pas Krišna, kuo tai reiškiasi?
Kuo reiškiasi? Kaip pasireiškia? Mantra, kad mantra yra asmuo. Kaip supras, kad mantra yra asmuo? Kaip pasireiškia mantros asmeninės savybės?
How we can see and how it's expressed that mantra is personality, not just some energy?
How we can understand?
How we can understand.
If I say your name, you're not present.
Jeigu pasakysiu tavo vardą, tai tu...
By your name, you're here present now, you see. Rupa Nuga Das.
Štai tu dabar čia esi.
But if you're in Vilnius and I say your name, you're not here.
Bet jeigu būsi Vilniuje ir aš tarsiu tavo vardą, tai tu čia nesirasi.
I mean to say, if you're in Vilnius and I say your name here in Kaunas, then you're not here.
Jeigu aš Kaune tarsiu tavo vardą, tu iš Vilniaus neskrisi čia.
Because you and your name are different.
Nes tu ir tavo vardas du skirtingi dalykai.
But God is absolute.
Bet Dievas yra absoliutas.
Everything is His energy.
Viskas jo energija.
He is present everywhere.
Jis yra visur.
That's the difference. You're only present within your body, but God is present everywhere. That's the difference.
Tu esi tik savo kūne, Dievas yra visur.
So since God is present everywhere, He is also present in His name.
Taigi, kadangi Dievas yra visur, taip pat jis yra ir savo varde.
Because you are not omnipresent and He is omnipresent. Therefore, He is present in His name and you are not present in your name.
Tu nesi savo vardė, o Dievas yra visur.
Aš sutinku, bet čia teorija, kaip praktiškai tai...
But how to feel it in practice?
Huh?
How to feel it in practice?
How to see it?
How to see it, how to feel it?
Feel it. To actually experience Krishna in His name,
kad patirti Krishna jo varde.
You have to give up sinful activities.
Reikia atmesti nuodėmingą veiklą.
Illicit sex.
And
meat eating. Intoxication and gambling. These four activities block one from feeling God's presence. Therefore, one has to give up illicit sex, meat eating, intoxication and gambling, and then chant the names of God. And then gradually, as you continue to chant, gradually, you will experience how God is present. It doesn't happen in the beginning. Just like going to watch a sunrise on a beautiful spring morning. It doesn't pop up on the eastern horizon all of a sudden within 1 second. You have to patiently wait there. It gradually comes up, you see. So if you will patiently chant Hare Krishna mantra every day, gradually, you will experience how Krishna is fully present within His name. Question more?
Mes sukeliam savo emocijas, jūtame pasitenkinimą. Tai ir tas kartojimas yra Krišnos garbinimas. Kartojimas tai yra Krišnos garbinimas. Ir kaip pats Krišna tai reaguoja, jam patinka.
Ar Krišnos vardo kartojimas tai yra Krišnos garbinimas? Ir ar patinka Krišnai tai?
Is chanting the same as worshipping Krishna, and if it is, then if Krishna like it or not.
Does Krishna like the chanting?
If it is chanting the worshipping, it is the same as worshipping Krishna, and is Krishna like it or not?
Is Krishna like the chanting or the worshipping?
That we chanting and worshipping Him.
Yes, chanting is a form of worshipping God.
Taip, kartuojimas tai yra vienas iš būdų, kaip garbinti Dievą.
Just like in the Christian church, they will sing some hymns. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. You see, by singing they're worshipping God. So in the same way, by singing Hare Krishna, we are worshipping God. And because Krishna explains in His holy scripture, the Bhagavad Gita, that we should chant His names. He has instructed us to chant His names. Because God says you should chant these names. Therefore, because He told us to do it, therefore we know that He is pleased when we do it. So yes, it is worshipping, and yes, it does please God.
Ar atsakė, ar buvo dar kažkokia dalis klausimų, kurią neišvažiavo?
Ne, atsakė. Tai yra pats kartuojimas, tai yra nusavynys, sužadinimas toks, emocija. Jungtamas malonumas, tai pats kartuojimas, pats savyje žmogų.
So by chanting we feel pleasure inside us. Do
God
we feel
feels
pleasure while we chanting?
God feels pleasure?
We.
Yes. If one chants with love, one feels great ecstasy while chanting. Next question.
Ar įmanoma tobulėti, nekartuojant, o laikantis keturių principų? Taip, šeimoje.
Ar įmanoma dvasiškai tobulėti, tiesiog laikantis tų reguliavimo principų, bet nekartuojant švento vardo.
Can one advance without chanting only by following four regulative principles?
You want to advance by?
Can one advance without chanting? Only by following principles?
Yes. If one doesn't follow the regulated principles and chants Hare Krishna, eventually he will advance to the point of following the regulated principles.
But in other
reverse order.
Huh?
Without chanting. Without chanting, only following principles.
Without, the opposite thing. If one just follows the principles and doesn't chant, he won't be able to awaken love of God, no? Chanting is required. And if you're breaking the principles and you're chanting, gradually by chant the power of chanting, you'll give up breaking the principles. So chanting is the most important thing. And the regulated principles support the chanting. This is not the International Society for Rules and Regulations. This is the International Society for Krishna Consciousness. Next question.
Kartojimas yra vienintelis Krišnos garbinimo būdas. Ar kartojimas Krišnai yra vienintelis Krišnos garbinimo
būdas? Ar šitos mantros kartojimas yra vienintelis Krišnos garbinimo būdas?
Is it only one way how we can worship Krishna by chanting?
No.
Ne.
You can hear also about Krishna.
Gali tiesiog klausyti apie Krišną.
You can bow down to Krishna.
Krishna.
You can offer your food to Krishna.
Krishna.
You can serve Krishna.
Krishna.
You can pray to Krishna.
Krishna.
You can remember Krishna. You can offer everything to Krishna. There are many, many ways. But the chanting is the most powerful way.
Bet kartojimas mantros yra galingiausias. Ar mechaniškas mantros kartojimas pažadina meilę Dievui?
If someone is chanting mechanically, can he awake love for Krishna or no?
Chanting what?
Mechanically.
Mechanical chanting will take much longer to give the result.
Tai daugiau laiko prireiks, kad pasiekti rezultatą.
Many lifetime.
Daug gyvenimo.
Because until the chanting becomes with love, it won't bring the desired result.
Nes galų gale vis viena, kol kartojimas nebus su meile, jisai...
But the name is so powerful that even one chants it mechanically,
bet vardas toks galingas, kad ir mechaniškai,
eventually it will turn into love.
Galų gale žmogus pradeda kartu su meile.
That happened to one girl in Bengal.
Bengalijoje viena merginė taip nutiko.
She was making fun of one sage who was chanting. He was chanting with love. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. She was making fun. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna. She was making fun of the sage. But because she was chanting Hare Krishna, eventually her chanting became also with love. So it's better to chant with love. But it's better to chant mechanically than not to chant at all. Because if you chant mechanically long enough, it will turn into chanting with love. Question more?
Mantros kaip yra vertimas, ir tenais yra kaip mintis kažkokia, ar ne? O neskamba tai tikais vardai.
Kodėl toks
vertimas?
Labai, labai keista suprast, kad mantroje tik trys vardai, o vertimai yra visas sakinys su mintim. The mantra is only three names, but when we read translation of mantra, we have all sentence with meaning, how it could be.
What?
Mantra. It's only three names.
Three names.
But translation. Translation.
Oh, the translation.
But translation for mantra.
Okay, I understand. Yeah.
How to understand?
Yeah, the translation is giving the inner meaning.
vertimas duoda vidinę mintį, gilesnę prasmę mantros.
That's the, if you want to translate it without the inner meaning, you could just say, you know, energy, God, 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 energy, 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 God, 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 energy, energy.
Be vidinės prasmės vertimo, tai būtų labai toksai paprastas vertimas. Dievas, Dievas, energija.
That's the literal translation.
Pažodinis vertimas.
But the translation given by Prabhupada is giving the inner meaning.
Bet Prabhupada duotas vertimas atskleidžia vidinę prasmę mantros.
There's in English we say exoteric and esoteric, the inner meaning and the outer meaning.
Yra tiesiog išorinė mintis ir giluminė mintis.
If you understand the inner meaning, then the chanting becomes more powerful.
Jeigu supratėte vidinę prasmę mantros kartojimo, tai kartojimas tampa galingesnis.
But even if you just think of the outer meaning, it is also good. But if you can understand both the outer and inner meanings, it becomes even more enhanced.
Tai galima tada taip padaryti išvadą, kad kiekvienam vertimas yra kitoks.
So can we understand that everyone has his own translation?
Everyone what?
Everyone has his own translation.
Who's everyone?
Everyone who is chanting. He has different experience and he has different translation for.
Oh, that's why we have to hear from realized souls.
Todėl reikėtų klausyti iš save suvokusių sielų.
Because I may have my interpretation, me may have yours. It's like the scholars, the Sanskrit scholars, they say, well, Krishna means black, and black means ignorance, so Krishna means ignorance. Don't take your directions from just some mundane scholar, you see. If you want spiritualization, you have to hear from a bona fide spiritual master. The bona fide spiritual masters all agree on the meaning. This knowledge has been passed down for millions of years from one guru to another guru. So what we are giving you is standard knowledge which has been handed down for thousands of years. It's not somebody's opinion. The authoritative knowledge coming from self-realized souls. Anything else?
Dar turit klausimų?
Yeah.
Gal pasis moktas paaiškintų, ką reiškia Hare, Krishna, Rama.
No question.
Okay.
Why it is two names, Krishna and Rama? Why not one, why two?
Why? Actually, God has unlimited name. He has millions and billions of names. Two is just the tip of the iceberg. He has unlimited names. Krishna and Rama are two of the chief names. That's why those names are given. They're the topmost names. Questions more? Yeah.
Ar mantros kartojimas išvaduoja žmogų nuo pykčio ir kaip?
Is it Hare Krishna mantra chanting frees one from anger and how it is happening?
Yes. Anger comes from frustration. When you want something and you can't get it, then you become angry. The one who absorbs themselves from chanting Hare Krishna. They're fully satisfied just by Krishna. That's all they need is Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. They don't need anything else. Just Krishna fully satisfies them. So therefore they can never be angry. Because they have everything they want. Because they have Krishna, Krishna, Krishna.
And what is the process, how you come to that platform?
Well, you have to chant. You have to accept the spiritual master who will guide you how to perfectly chant by following your spiritual master's guidance. Then you will gradually become fully satisfied by Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. Next question.
Mantra išjungia protą ir atidaro širdį, ne? Tai būtų daugmaž. Kaip netapti kvaileliu? Mantra išjungia protą ir atidaro širdį, tai kaip nebūti kvailu? Is it that mantra close the mind and open the heart? And if it is, why, how not to become stupid? It looks like mantra close the mind and open the heart, but then you become stupid.
Mantra does not close the mind.
Mantra protą neatjungia.
Mantra clears all the dirt out of the mind.
Mantra išvalo jūsų protą.
By chanting mantra, you become brilliant.
Jūs kartodami mantrą tapote
stipriai. You become super intelligent.
Super intelektualus.
So right now you find yourself to be a dull-headed fool.
Dabar jūs galbūt esate kvailas.
Then chant Hare Krishna.
Tada kartokite Hare Krishna.
And you become a genius.
Ir tapsite genijum.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, 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 Hare Hare. Next question.
Dar klausimų?
Žydai Dievą vadino Jehova. Ar tai tas pats Dievas?
Jews, they calling the God Jehovah. Mm. It is the same God or different God?
Yes. God is one.
Dievas vienas.
Whether you say Allah or Jehovah or Christ or Krishna, God is one.
Kaip jūs įpavadintumėt, Dievas yra vienas ir tas pats.
There's only one God, right?
Yra vienas Dievas, taip?
There's a source of everything.
Kuris yra viso ko šaltinis.
We're all brothers and sisters.
Ir mes visi broliai ir seserys.
Because we all have the same Father.
Nes mūsų tėvas tas pats.
Although he has different names,
nors jis turi skirtingus vardus,
he's only one person.
Bet jis tas pats yra.
Jehovah, Allah, Krishna, Buddha, same person.
Kad ir kokiais įvardais bevadintumėt, Jehovah, Buddha.
So whether you're a Christian, a Buddhist, a Muslim, whatever you are, chant the names of God. Absorb yourself in fully in chanting the holy names of God. And you become liberated from all anxieties. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So we have some nice books here. We've given you much information tonight. You may not be remember all of it. But if you get a book, then you can study it again and again in your own home. So we have a special offer tonight. Anybody who takes a hardbound book, I'll give you a written blessing in your book.
Bet kas šiandieną įsigys storais viršeliais knygą, mokytojas jums parašys specialų palaiminimą ją.
So now we can end the lecture and open up the book table. Anybody who wants to get a book can get your book and bring it here. If it's a hardbound book, I'll sign it. Okay, well thank you very much. Ačiū labai.